producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, happy birthday, Mom! 82nd birthday. We're going to hear from Grandma Mickey. I like to call her because she's the grandma of my kids. And let's see, what else do we have this hour? Ooh, Joshua Cook. Josh Cook, a producer with Truth and Media and Ben Swan. I want to talk about a little of the backstory of their investigation documentary on the CDC whistleblower and the vaccine linked to autism. How's that for a power-packed hour, Super Don?
That is awesome. And eventually we'll get Ben on. Have we ever had him?
Yes, we have. We've had Ben on.
That's right. We did back in the day. It's been a while.
Yeah, I think when he was covering Ron Paul and doing things like that. Yeah.
Right.
So he's doing well. But I'm very excited about this hour as well. And thanks again to the Doc of Detox. Remember his daily cleansing tea. Go to docofdetox.com and say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message go, go, go. It's 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, upcoming event tomorrow, a Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo, those of you in Central Florida. And then next week, flying out to see the Right to Try Conference. I'm speaking in Cuchara, Southern Colorado. And if we can do a live broadcast from there on that front Thursday evening, we're going to try and do that. We'll see. And then back for the Vicasa Expo, Health Expo, and that's back in Orlando on the the following Sunday I'll be there broadcasting live and lecturing along with Paul Barrichero, my good buddy, with Echo Water. So lots of upcoming things that are to look forward to wherever you are. We've got more than that, but go check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That'll help you get there. So we got questions of the day. I don't even want to play the theme because we got comments of the day, and we got QOTD and COTD, questions and comments.
We can cure COPD. What do you think?
we definitely can. That's true. But COTD is not a disease. It's a comment of the day, and we'll get to that in a moment. This first question is from Krista. Hello, is it possible to have a consult with Robert? I heard him on the TeleSummit. We did that autism recovery TeleSummit, remember, not long ago.
Right.
And she says, I have a 6-year-old son with autism, and we've been trying to heal his gut lining for about 2 years with no result. We're interested in learning more about the silver hydrosol for this purpose, but we feel we need a bit more guidance, direction, and questions answered before beginning. So I've got her email. I'll follow up with her, Super Don. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I'm so inclined to help any child that I can. And sometimes it's just a matter of putting folks in touch with somebody that can help them. Sometimes it's just answering a simple question, and it doesn't get that involved, but keep those questions coming. Sometimes we can answer it on the air, of course. Obviously, when we do it for a 32-year-old, it's going to be different than a 6-year-old in terms of dosing and administration. But there are mitigating circumstances and factors that are unique to each case, so I'm sensitive to that as well, even though we have to give some kind of general guidelines as we speak on radio or in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. So.
And let me just say that we really appreciate these types of messages when they come in as opposed to, like, public shaming on Twitter.
Right, yes, that's true, yeah. Yeah, because we got that other guy, Bob in Jersey, who we do want to see well. And
absolutely.
Evidently, we're not giving the people are not responding, and I don't know what to do in this case, but I don't have a lot of extra time in the day.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
They say they can't go to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. So this one's from Mark D. This was a nice comment. Guy, this was the other, we couldn't answer this earlier, but it's earlier in the week when he sent us a message right before the show or something. He says, guys, I know you're definitely getting ready for your show right now. I just wanted to send you a quick personal message and word of encouragement. All of your hard work to research, getting ready, and prepare for a show, not to mention all of the face-to-face interaction along with managing your family lives, as daunting as it could be sometimes, is greatly appreciated by myself and many others. You may have an idea about how many you're impacting, but I guarantee you are dead wrong with your number. It's much more. Good job, guys. Keep up the good work. This message was meant for you. Thanks. Well, of course it was, Mark D. He sent it to us. Nice. Mark D., thanks for sharing. Thank you, Mark D. We appreciate you, and you are a pistol when it comes to targeting good comments, adding to it, and ribbing Super Don about certain things that he doesn't like. So we appreciate you.
That's all right. I can take it. I'm used to it by now.
Super Don is tough. He can take it. In fact, you're going to have to take it because he's got a hometown healing story for us that he wanted to share. And he said, Don, you also, you know, you're evidently not doing enough work because he said you should create an intro for hometown healing stories. After you fixed the intro you were supposed to get to.
I'm trying to remember. If you remember years ago, we did like a specific segment that was the hometown healers segment. I don't think we had any imaging for it.
Yeah, so we might not have had it. You're right, but we did hometown healers more regularly. But that's
so,
a good idea.
So Mark D, which, yes, Mark, I understand. I haven't retooled all of the intros yet. Mm-hmm. I will get to that. Mm-hmm. But so he's thrown down the gauntlet here, the challenge on a hometown healer intro.
You got a lot of challenges coming, but listen, we're working on it. Super Don is the, you know, he talks about me being the busiest guy in Health Talk Radio. He's the busiest guy behind the scenes, and not only Health Talk Radio, but all kinds of talk radio. So we cut him some slack. Not that he wants it cut for him, but that's just the way it is.
I kind of thrive on the chaos sometimes, as you know.
You do. You do thrive, and you'll get these moments of inspiration. They're like, I don't know where it comes from, but I sort of do. And by the way, Mark D says, just kidding, man. I know you're a busy man over there in spicy Cajun land, having fun with your family. Oh, yeah. No, here he goes. All right, stand by. Are you sitting down, Super D? You know you should look into coffee enemas. That food.
It's Friday. I couldn't get through the week without an enema joke, right?
Yeah, but he says that food down there in spicy Cajun land can definitely congest the liver. I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't lived down there. I don't know.
And it is definitely spicy. It is good. I actually had another treat last night. I got to have a steak with crawfish topping on it last night.
No way. Dude, you are living the high life.
Yeah. Yeah. Crawfish, that's a big thing down here.
Crawfish are like the Cajun shrimp or something, right?
Like Cajun chicken McNuggets. They just eat crawfish instead, right?
Do they boil them? Do they fry them? What do they do for you?
Well, I don't know, actually. They do boil them. I think they do everything with them.
When I was a kid growing up in Georgia, I remember going, like, we had creeks and local creeks everywhere, and we would hunt for crawfish. And I do remember catching crawfish, although it wasn't Cajun style, but, you know, in the creeks of the South, you can find them.
It's the beginning of the season, as I understand, so it's going to be a big thing around here. And guess what's coming up?
What else is coming up?
Mardi Gras.
Oh, already?
Yes, Mardi Gras. I believe it's on February 9th.
You going to go to New Orleans?
Probably not to New Orleans. Because, see, in Louisiana, Mardi Gras is like a state holiday.
Right. Yeah.
So they celebrate it everywhere. Okay. So the people who really want to live on the edge and don't mind the dangers of it, go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Otherwise, there are a lot of other places you can go where they celebrate and have a great time. So.
Oh, well, very cool.
Probably not New Orleans for Mardi Gras, but definitely going to make it to New Orleans because I got to check that out.
Okay. Well, Mark D. has a further comment, hometown healing story. He says he has a friend he gave the Quest of the Cures to watch, and he watched all the episodes, was amazed by the content. He watched them all in a week, so then he gives them the Global Quest. And he watched them just as fast, and as a result of the knowledge that he gained, he began to change his lifestyle toward a more cancer-preventative one. And he even, this is again, he has to dig you, Mark D. He says, and he even bought an enema kit, Don, because he recognizes the absolute benefit that comes from extra glutathione production, opening the bile duct to relieve the toxins from his liver and colon cleansing. No comment?
I admire your intuitiveness.
Tenacity, whatever it is.
What is it? I mean, is there like an online petition being started for this maybe or something?
You are a bright star, my friend. People love you and care about you. The story doesn't have to do with them, though, according to Mark D. He says his wife had about 15 benign tumors on her back, about 2 to 3 centimeters each. What he learned from Ty on the episode that talked about essential oils was what changed her life. They bought some frankincense and began rubbing it on her back and with it swallowing some each night. And that was about 2 months ago. I got the report from him yesterday that all of the tumors are completely gone except for 2, which they can barely feel now. He says, I love this stuff, man. Thanks, guys. So how cool is that? You want to talk about an empowering story.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, that's awesome. And we love to hear these stories.
Yeah. Now, one story I haven't heard on the air from you. People don't realize, I guess you don't realize, and sometimes even I don't realize, I know how much people have an affection for you, Super D, Super Don. You are more than just a producer. Oh. And folks will write into you, sometimes call in. Sometimes I won't hear about it, but you just revealed to me off the air today. And I'm going to corner you and ask you to say, what the heck is going on? Who's reaching out to you? You are now being asked to be guests on other programs. What is that?
I got a phone call, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, from another program on GCN called the Dr. Glidden Show, which he's a naturopath. Okay. And he's very much aligned with the stuff that we talk about. But anyway, this guy calls, and he's like the producer of the show, and I guess he's going to be filling in for Dr. Glidden next week. And I was thinking he wanted to set up an interview with you or, something
sure.
like that.
Or maybe he needs some production support, right?
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. And it turns out that he wants to have me on the show as a guest.
As a guest? This is awesome.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Do they want your expertise on coffee enemas? What is it?
What? It's funny. In the conversation, we ended up laughing and talking about coffee enemas because that was one of the things that he was familiar with as far as, the running gag.
People perceive that one day you'll break down and report that you've done it, but I don't.
I'll bet you. That's why he called. He was hoping he'd get an exclusive on the coffee. The Super Don coffee enema.
That would be a world exclusive, wouldn't it? And I would be pissed. Pissed, I tell you.
If I got scooped on another show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Great guys. And I guess we're just going to kind of just shoot the breeze for an hour and talk about who knows what.
We'll hear back the report on it and how it goes, but I am so curious and so grateful that people recognize your brilliance and are calling on you. So anyway, folks, we got to take a break here. We got lots more healing to go. Happy birthday to guess who? Surprise guest after the break, and then an update from Ben Swan's Truth in Media as well before we head on into the weekend. Stick with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Grandma Mickey, my mom, Mickey Bell, turns 82 today. Happy birthday. Woo-hoo.
Hey, hallelujah. Forever young.
For real. You know, you get more like birthday wishes than I get on social media. I feel like, you know, I'm hardly known at all. It's Grandma Mickey for everybody and Dancing Mickey.
Yeah, well, all my dancing friends. I mean, it's awesome. The guys will be standing in line to dance with me tonight.
That's nice. Right. 82 birthday, going out dancing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Super Don, were you much of a dancer in the day? Or are you still? I don't know. I don't know the history there.
No, I was not a dancer in the day. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, you see, we get along in that regard. Neither we both have two left feet and. Grandma Mickey.
Yeah, I did a little bit of break dancing, but I don't know if that
break
counts.
Break dancing. If I danced, I would break something. That's true. I would do that.
There you go.
You guys don't know what you're missing by not dancing.
Well, it's definitely keeping you young. I mean, I'll ask you, and, you know, the listeners know about you. We've talked about you and had you on before, Mom. After, you know, 82 years, you've got to be on at least 5 drugs by now. Come on.
Yeah, one big zero.
Zero again? You're disappointing the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
That's too bad. That breaks my heart. Not even an aspirin.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what we're going to do. So
no headaches, no rheumatic pain, no knee problems. All my friends have shoulder problems and knee problems and what have you. And they're younger than I.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's you know, you're living exactly as people should at all ages, much less at 82, with movement.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Movement is awesome.
So you're going to have to write a sequel to your book then. I mean, you know, A Life of Many Colors, My Journey, what, from Israel to America? It's still up there on Amazon. People can get it.
It still is, yes. It gets great reviews. Everybody should read it if they want to be inspired.
Well, what will the sequel be called? Will it be A Life of Many Dance Steps?
the story continues.
There you go.
Yeah, the dancing continues. So, yes, Mom, I got to ask you, of course, you know, I know you point out the fact that most of the folks your age can't keep up with you if they're even around anymore, so you're dancing with youngsters. But as far as the message of not being on any drugs, does that ever come up in your dancing crowd?
Not much. I don't like to shove it in because everybody is taking so many different drugs, and unless they ask, I don't like to push my lifestyle or make them feel guilty for the way they are. But what I'm getting from everybody is they all wish to be the way I am when they get to be my age.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe if you push too hard, they might put you in the corner and not dance with you.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't want them to feel jealous, but right now they're all, you know, admiring me for so much, and they all want to be like me when I get to be my age. So need to tell them you do need to do what I do.
Never put Mickey in the corner.
No. She won't stay there for long.
Oh, man. Pretty cool. So, all right, so you're going to go out and celebrate tonight, go out dancing and things. And as far as, you know, any other messages that you have that you want to put out to the world, you know, this was, you know, a happy birthday from all of us to you, but maybe you have a birthday message from you to all of them.
Well, my birthday message is celebrate your life every day. Live in the moment, because it's all you have is the now. So enjoy the moment that you have, and when your birthday comes, keep enjoying it and keep celebrating. Celebrate the year long.
and keep making yummy food for your kids and grandkids.
Yes, for sure. Try and do that, yes, and keep eating organic and be happy and positive and don't stress too much and trust.
And how many flu shots should people be getting every year?
Oh, yeah. None.
Yeah, don't forget that.
I don't get any, and, you know, some of my friends have the shingles now because they had the, you know,
shingles,
their
right.
Immune system is compromised, and I make sure my immune system is not compromised by living right.
Excellent. Now, is there a website besides Amazon to get your book, Mom?
Yes, on Amazon.com, and the title is A Life of Many Colors from Israel to America. And my picture is on the front page of the book.
As well it should be.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Mom. Love you lots and appreciate you so much. You're a living inspiration for so many.
Thank you. And I'm so proud of you and what you do and just love you.
All right, the vitamin L is flowing on Mom's birthday. Thank you for being here. We've got to discuss another vaccine issue with Joshua Cook from the Ben Swan Media Group, Truth and Media. So that's coming up next. Thanks again, Mom. Lots of love.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
When we consider broadcast media, there's that mainstream media, then there's new media. And then there are those that can bridge the gap. And one of those guys that's been doing it for a number of years so profoundly, just thrilled that we've had him on over the years, is Ben Swan. He's got his Truth in Media project as well, in addition to being an anchor on the local CBS affiliate in Atlanta. And we got connected to Joshua Cook. Josh is a producer there at Truth in Media, and he helped put out this latest and greatest among the many things that they're putting out, the Truth in Media CDC Vaccines and Autism piece that I've been talking about here. And I want to get some backstory on it. And we've got Josh Cook. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Josh.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be on to talk about an exciting documentary that's, you know, a lot of people are talking about this. So we're excited to get this truth out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I just want to clear this up because people will wonder, how is it possible that Ben Swan could be on a mainstream CBS affiliate in Atlanta and also put out work like this with Truth in Media? I guess it's a question that, you know, has to be, do they know about it? Is he sneaking around their back? What's going on?
No. no. So Vince Vaughn is such a talented journalist, you know, and he's, you know, I don't know how much he wants me to go into this. I don't want to speak for him. But just from what I observed, because I've worked with him for three years now. Okay. And, you know, he's such a man of integrity, and, you know, he's not going to just work anywhere. In other words, what I'm saying is that he's not in it for the money. This, you know, truth in media and journalism and independent journalism, it's more of a calling for him. So he wanted, you know, truth in media, we've been doing this for 3 years. I mean, he's not going to get a job somewhere where that's going to prevent
him. In other words,
from,
he goes in with his eyes open and opens the eyes of those who would hire him. And in this case, the WGNX in Atlanta, he worked out a way that said, listen, this is my truth in media thing. I'm not giving it up. If you want me, I'm still doing it. And they said, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And the reality checks that he's doing right now are just like he did when he was working for Fox in Cincinnati. These videos just go viral because, you know, he's a journalist. I mean, who else really is talking about these issues, you know? I mean,
no, not at that level. That's what's been the most astonishing thing to witness of this young man that's doing such brilliant work. And he continues it on because, yes, we've promoted these reality checks as well. And particularly being in Atlanta, when you cover anything related to the CDC, that's almost a big no-no. But it seems like they're getting a lot more play nationally and perhaps internationally because of the reports Ben is bringing.
Right, absolutely, yeah. And there was even a segment he did that they used in a Jeb Bush. It was a Jeb Bush super PAC, and they used some parts of the reality check, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, listen, it's great news. I'm glad you've been working with him for a few years, and he's got somebody reliable to do some pretty intense work. And in this particular 27-minute or so documentary about CDC vaccines and autism, you know, we're talking about Congressman Posey. He had gotten, 100,000 documents or pages related to the hashtag CDC whistleblowers that came to be known in the Twitterverse. How much of this did you have to go through to help put this thing on? Because it was a very comprehensive overview in a short period of time.
Yeah, so we assembled a team that were trusted, have been studying this issue for years. Of course, Dr. Hooker, that's in the documentary that we did. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had access to the documents too, and we, you know, they all put their input in it. I've read some of the documents, not all, but some of the documents I read were pretty amazing. The great thing is anybody can now read those documents. You can go on truthandmedia.com, and of course, you can download all the documents.
Yeah, we have them linked up in the show notes, by the way. Absolutely. Everybody that wants to do that, absolutely, I encourage you to pass it around because for a lot of time since this came out, and Brian Hooker has become a friend over the years. We've connected through Autism One and other conferences. We've been trying to get this information out, and of course, those in the mainstream media have largely ignored it or pretended it isn't a big deal or that it's being exaggerated or it's a conspiracy theory. And when Ben and your team got the documents to sift through them, I bet it was even shocking, perhaps even for him who's seen some nasty stuff go on, the things that went on at CDC in this regard.
Yeah, and maybe I should say this. You know what we're talking about right now is not theory at all. It's not some conspiracy theory. I mean, basically, with these documents that we received from Congressman Posey, I mean, this is documented evidence of the massive corruption at the CDC right now. And I don't know if you want me to walk you through the history. Of course, you can watch our documentary for free on our website. But, you know, in the late 1990s, this issue, a lot of scientists were looking into this because they saw a lot of people speculated or did studies to see if there was any correlation between the MMR vaccine and the increases of autism.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, we've interviewed Dr. Andrew Wakefield many times over the years as well.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, for our listening audience, we're keyed into this very much. So.
Great.
But
excellent.
To see it put together the way you and the team and Ben did, is something we haven't seen before, and that's really right. impressive and exciting for folks that are saying, hey, it's about dang time, to say it in a polite, semi-polite way.
Yeah, you know, and also, I mean, here you have Dr. William Thompson, who led the study, and of course, you know, in 2004, he said there was no correlation, but now in 2014, he said, well, actually, that article in the Journal of Pediatrics was totally false. You know, we covered up, we hid, we actually tried to destroy the documents.
Right, bring in the trash can.
Exactly, and basically he found, he did find a correlation between, you know, the vaccine, the measles vaccine, and increased risk of autism in two groups, the African-American male before the age of 36 months, and also another group, this isolated autism. You know, we talk about that in a documentary. You know, I mean, they changed their protocol 16, 17 times to basically skew the outcome to make, you know, to get the results that they wanted so they can go and say, hey, don't worry, you know, there's nothing to see here. So, I mean, it really is sickening.
Hmm. We're talking with Josh Cook. He's a producer with Truth in Media, connected with Ben Swan, doing incredible work. Independent journalism is not dead, and there's evidence of it there at Truth in Media. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Josh, let me ask you, has there been any blowback from the CDC, any blowback onto Ben Swan being an anchor in Atlanta, the home of CDC, because this is something they do not want coming to the surface?
See, that's the thing. That's probably why they're silent. As far as I've heard, I have not heard any statements. What we are experiencing, two things. A lot of internet trolls that use ad hominem attacks, but they don't really talk any about the study.
These are what we call, Josh, the skep ducks. The skep ducks, because they quack, 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 quack,
yeah.
And they don't really bring anything of consequence other than, as you said, ad hominem attacks.
Exactly, and so, I mean, the thing is, it's hard for them to challenge us because here you have, you know, here we have documented evidence. I mean, here you have Dr. Thompson's own admission saying that this was incorrect, falsified. Here you have all these former CDC employees that we have on film saying that the CDC is, you know, very political now. I mean, there's just, you know, anybody that has common sense or objective that's really a truth seeker will mm-hmm. look at our documentary and say, you know what, this is really messed up. Not only should the public demand transparency from the CDC, but I mean, there should be some criminal prosecution. A lot of people feel that way, that there was obstruction of justice, especially. The other reaction that I'm receiving are emails and phone calls from across the country of people thanking us for bringing this forward. Like you said, the mainstream media won't touch it, and that's why Ben Swan's so dangerous. It's because he's had it in a huge market in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he's just really top notch. He's professional, you know. I mean, he's a great looking guy, and hope he's listening to give me a raise for saying that. but no, you know, the mainstream media and people that mm-hmm. all the internet trolls are scared of us because we are a reputable independent media company. We're not controlled by corporate interests. We're not controlled by pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
Well, and so we're proud of that.
The CBS now, affiliate, Josh, he's working with there, Ben Swan. They've got to know what, yeah, as you said, they knew going in because he said, this is my project. I'm not abandoning it. I just wonder if other reporters there are looking in and saying, whoa, Ben, I can't believe you're doing that. You might want to think twice about that. Something like that, even off the record.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not aware of any of that. But, I'm thinking, and I'm just speaking for myself here.
Sure.
They probably love the ratings that Ben is bringing in. You know, and if you watch the reality checks, he always says, you know, this is a reality check that you won't see anywhere else, and it's so true. I mean, there again, I go back to the super PAC from the Jeb Bush's super PAC. Use the clip from him because he fact checks these politicians, and you know what other organizations actually doing that? You know, who's really vetting? I mean, right now in our, you know, if you do watch the Republican debates, which I didn't watch it last night. No one's really engaging in fact checks or journalism. It's just more of a, you know, a kind of silly attacking people, you know, for...
For the most part, yeah. I mean, we're not going to the depth of where we would like to see it going. And I think Ben and you are doing great work and the team there at Truth and Media in bringing this out and going a little bit deeper. I'm pleased to hear that the work that he's doing at that CBS affiliate in Atlanta is going well and that ratings are improving. That's indicative that could perhaps lead to other things, not only for him but for other journalists that want to dig deeper to say, hey, look, ratings can be enhanced when you cover these things in the right way. And
you're right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, people want, you know, real journalism, like you said, and but this is such an important issue. I mean, you know, honestly, this should be, you know, on the front page.
Front page, yeah, lead story everywhere. You're right.
I mean, you know, this is such a huge topic. I mean, you know, more than any other issue that we talk about, Truth and Media that we cover, this is one of the major issues because so many people and families are affected by it.
The politics and economics are ruling over the health and safety of these children through the vaccine program. Listen, Josh, we'll have to talk to you again or hook up with Ben. Let us know. Sure. Let him know. We appreciate what he's doing. And we got to be back to wrap up the program with Super Don after this. But you're doing terrific work. Truth and Media, everybody check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Josh, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Back Take after care. This.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're almost out of here, but before we go, I want you to make sure you go to robertscottbell.com, tell your friends. Upcoming events, we've got them listed there. I mentioned the expo tomorrow in Mount Dora, Right to Try Conference, February 5th through 7th in Kuchara, Colorado, in the Vicasa Integrative Health Expo, February 6th through 7th. I'll be there on the 7th in Orlando. The IAOMT, International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology Spring Conference, March 11th through 12th. Then the California Jam, rock and roll, yeah. We're going to be there with TMB and many other awesome folks. And that's March 18th through the 20th in Costa Mesa, California. Then Total Health 2016 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Hey, we're all going to be hockey pucks together. That's April 8th through the 10th. And we'll stop there for now. So feels like we're on a race to the finish line, man. Tell you what, when you got to go, you got to go. This is a funny story about mush. I guess it wouldn't be mush. It'd be a popsicle at this point. If you how do you do that? What is this story? There was a dog race, a sled dog race?
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess they do sled dog races in Sweden, which I guess makes sense. There's snow right there, right?
The Swedish bikini team, not on this one. It's winter, so they bring out the dog sled team. Right.
Well, apparently this Swedish sled dog, say that five times real fast, was able to win a gold medal in a national championship.
Okay.
And it got the gold medal despite the fact that it had to stop and go poo-poo.
Whoa. You know what? Think about that. How fast do you have to be to able to go, no, I don't have time to finish right. Excuse me for a moment.
He just popped it right out there, I guess. Or I don't know. Either that or he's just a really fast dog.
I've never seen a dog do that on the run. They have to stop, don't they?
Yeah, well, they actually did have to pull over on the side of the track and then got back in the race and still ended up winning the race.
That's impressive. Can you imagine if, like, Usain Bolt had to stop, like, when the 50 was over and he's so fast he could stop, do that, and then keep going? No, I don't want
to. We got a quote here from the guy, the racing guy here. He said,
yeah,
he really, really needed a poo. At first, I tried to make him run, but I know that when he runs, he poos very quickly.
Okay.
And he was a long way ahead in the next race or the next racer, so I just let him do it, and it was lucky that it wasn't a neck and neck race. So apparently he had a good length between him and the other racers, so he risked it and let the dog go.
You know what? I'm thinking this dog is playing a practical joke on all the other dogs behind him. He's like, not only am I faster than you, but you're going to have to ride over my excrement on the way to the finish line, right?
And you know what? It's great because they actually have a picture here of them on the sideline, the dog going poop here. Yeah.
Oh, that's not the picture of the potato?
No, although that could be mistaken for a poop. Listen, this story.
Yeah.
I still don't quite
understand. I'm in awe of this. I want to do this. This guy took a picture of a potato, an Irish photographer. He took a picture of a potato. It didn't look like anything. It doesn't look like Mount Rushmore. It doesn't look, maybe.
Doesn't look like Elvis, right?
No, I don't know if it looks like anybody. It looks like a bald old man, but of unknown origin. But it doesn't look like anything. And he's a celebrity photographer, and he sold it to a European businessman. Not the potato, but the picture of the potato. You've got to see this. For over $1 million. $1.08 million.
$1 million for a picture of a potato. I did discover the fact that it is an organic potato.
Oh, well, no, that would explain it's €1 million because it's organic.
Yeah.
It's even more. That's like $1.5 million. Wow. An organic Irish potato.
$3.
I got potatoes growing in my backyard. I wonder if I could take a picture of it like that.
Yeah, you've got millions of dollars in your garden.
Could that be the case? That is just wild. Organic food was valuable, but my goodness, they've taken it to a whole other level.
Boy, that gives a whole different meaning to whole paycheck, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, we have less than a minute to go here, Super Don. I did see this video. Everybody should check this out. A German 18-year-old raced up the side of a pyramid, the Great Pyramid in Egypt, before he could be stopped. Took him 8 minutes to get to the top. That alone is a feat.
Yeah. 8 minutes to climb that pyramid, and the footage of this, the video footage, is absolutely mind-blowing. You've got to see it.
It's absolutely incredible. And I know, like, my buddy Aramis, I haven't talked to in a while, he snuck into the pyramids one time, or got in on a tour, and he stayed behind. I can't remember if he said overnight, but it's like they're serious about their security there. They don't like you doing that. But this guy, they talked to him, asked him questions, and they let him go. But he was so fast they couldn't keep up with him. That's impressive. I want to know his fitness regimen. Well, with that, we're going to fitness regimen right to the weekend. Hope to see some of y'all at the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo next week at the Guchara Inn for the Right to Try Conference and then the Vacasa Health Expo in Orlando. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank y'all for being here. The power to heal is definitely yours. Happy birthday, Mom.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.